Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Walking along the shores of Oregon, I miss your footprints next to mine.
Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 2nd of August and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition, yet another bright sunny morning here in Chennai. On the 2nd of August, China's president says that China will never allow anyone else to take away the territory. ASEAN's meeting of foreign minister kicks off in the Philippines. Didi Chuxing challenged Uber in Europe. In fact, we're going to double down and speak a bit more about Uber and why it should stop and give up on conquering the world. Russia is banning VPNs, just like China, to stop users from accessing censored sites. First piece in the news is China will never allow anyone to take away their territory, says the president. China will never seek aggression or expansion, but will not allow anyone to split its territory, President Xi Jinping said amid the ongoing standoff between India and Chinese troops along the Sikkim border. It's the Doklam region that's under conflict, and neither China nor India are backing out of that territory. He also urged that the country's army should forge an elite and powerful force that is always ready for the fight, capable of combat and sure to win. Some aggressive statements being made there by China, indirectly conveying to India that they are not going to back off from the border. ASEAN's meeting of foreign minister kicks off in Philippines. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations is celebrating the regional bloc's 50th anniversary with a week of meetings in Manila. Some 13,000 police were deployed ahead of President Rodrigo Duterte's keynote. Rodrigo, by the way, is Philippine president. He's also referred to as the Donald Trump of the East because of his aggressive policies against drugs and also granting pistol licenses to its citizens. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Sushma Swaraj will also attend the event, though they're not part of the ASEAN, but they're the members still invited to the forum. Didi challenged Uber in Europe. The Chinese ride-sharing giant Didi Chuxing inked an investment deal with Estonia's Taxify, giving the companies a beachhead on the continent. That could spell the end of Didi's brief truce with increasingly overstretched Uber, which sold off its money-losing Chinese operations last year. Chinese ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing is investing an undisclosed amount in Estonian online taxi firm Taxify to help it expand its operations in Europe and Africa. Apparently, it's gained a good share in cities against Uber. In fact, Uber is facing major competition from various regional players around the world. It faces well-funded competition from rivals Lyft in the United States, Ola in India, and Grab in Southeast Asia. Ali Griswold, a public analyst, says that Uber should give up on world domination. To quote him, he says, Uber could exhaust its remaining $7.2 billion in cash on hand in just over 10 quarters or 2.5 years. It's time for Uber to swap and face a hard truth. Instead of attempting to conquer the world, it should be cutting deals with competitors and making a graceful retreat in markets that are too tough to dominate. Interesting point there. Uber's trying to fight in London, in San Fran, in India, in Southeast Asia, in Russia, in China. But really, they have to understand that each market is different from the other and back off when they need to. It's what the market is saying. In fact, recently in Russia, they merged with Yandex Taxi, which is a subsidiary of the search engine in Russia, which is called Yandex. In fact, they have a 49% share. In China, they have a 17% share with Didi. In Southeast Asia, Grab is picking up. In fact, they just received a $2 billion funding earlier this year. in the United States, they have Lyft that's against them. So, and Travis wants to make a comeback. Uber is probably the most happening company at this moment. We'll see if they continue dominating or step back. Last piece on the news is Russia bans VPNs to stop users from accessing censored sites. Yesterday it was China, today it is Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a censorship law that bans the use of virtual private networks and other technologies which will allow people to access prohibited websites and surf the web anonymously. Amnesty International criticized the law, which will come into force on November 1st this year, as the latest blow in an assault to online freedom. Vladimir Putin's always in the news for one thing or the other. Well, with that news piece, I'm leaving you with Carry On by Charlie Puth featuring Kygo in the background. You guys have a great Wednesday morning, and I will see you tomorrow same time. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host Ashwin, signing off.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.